Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
You are the Lord, Most High, you are the Lord. You are the Lord, Most High. You create the sea and the stars. You are the Lord. There is nothing you cannot do. You are the Lord. I worship you, Most High, you are the Lord. I worship you. Can we pray in the Holy Ghost? Just pray in the Holy Ghost. I see the Lord doing many things at the same time. Many things at the same time. The Lord pulling people out of stuff. The Lord pushing people into stuff. I can literally see it happening in the spirit. I can literally see it. Angels everywhere, surrounded by so many angels, ready to dish out your needs. There is nothing you cannot do. You are the Lord. For there is nothing that you cannot do. You are the Lord. There is nothing you cannot do. You are the Lord. Arakoina Baya. There is nothing, nothing, nothing. You are the Lord. I worship you. Akaboya Kaya. Kaya. I worship you. You know, the greatest mistake you can make is waiting for the word to stand. Because the ministrations have started already. And sometimes the Lord will have us have such an atmosphere and such an activity because of some special things He wants to do. I need you all again one more time. We've already started a long time ago. Lift up your hands again and say, Lord, I receive tonight. I partake tonight. Lift it up. Lord, I receive and I partake. The Lord can storm your life right now and just change every narrative. He can just do something now. I see the Lord, like He did to Jacob, breaking the hip, reshaping somebody's life tonight. That you will go back and what you used to know yourself as will be forgotten entirely. I see the Lord doing a lot of things tonight. Especially somebody desiring the Lord to live a habit. I tell you, this is your moment. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I will not let you go until your word do something to me tonight. Lift it up. The Lord of scriptures is the same Lord today. If He has changed many before, He will change today. I want you to just sincerely pour out your heart to the Lord. Pour it out in sincerity. Lord, this is what I want. Pour it out. Pour it out. For this is holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. Pour it out. Let your eyes be open. Let your ear hear. Let your mind sense the mighty presence of the Lord. Pour out your needs. Pour out your needs. Cast upon Him your cares and burdens. Take upon yourself his yoke and burden. And the Bible says you will find rest for your soul. Open your eyes and open your ears until you understand that the Lord is here. Open your eyes and open your ears until you understand that the Lord is here. For this is holy ground, and hear me now. This is holy ground, my friend. This is holy ground. You know, many don't know how to descend the presence of God. They are in a rush. Don't be in a rush this moment. Set your gaze on Jesus. Don't be in a rush. Don't be in a rush. You don't worship with a rushy spirit. No, you don't worship that way. You must learn the art of staying in his presence and be very comfortable in his presence. This is holy ground. Hear me now. This is holy ground, my friend. I want you to experience the presence of God before we continue. Just experience the presence of God. Experience it. Experience it. Experience it. Open up your heart. For we are in the realm of your glory. We're in the realm of your praise. I can sense your mighty power. It is moving in this place. In the presence of your angels, with God's glory on their wings, like the sounds of many waters, I can hear the angels singing holy, singing holy. The angels sing holy. They're singing home. Ta-da-da. 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 You are home. You are holy. Oh, you are holy. You are holy. Whoosh. Ta-da-da. 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 Ta-da-da, ta-da-da, you are holy, you are holy, you are holy. Some of your eyes are opening. Your spiritual sensitivity is getting very active, activated. You are suddenly open to the realm of the spirit. You are open to the realm of the spirit. Your spiritual environment. You are open to the realm of all possibilities. For you are holy. You are holy. You are holy. Holy. You are holy. Ta-da-da. 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 I can see angels. Hallelujah. 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 That's what I hear them singing in the realm of the spirits. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we are not in a rush. We are not. We are not. Happened to us like never before. And for your name is holy. You are so holy. For your name is God. Lord, I'm not in a rush. And for your name is holy. You are so holy. For your name is God. Your name is holy. I can see the scales falling off some people's eyes. Scales. They are falling off. All of a sudden there is this realization of purpose, of destiny. Conviction being strengthened. I see in the realm of the spirit more like what happens on the earth. I see servicing of people's angel. I see it happening. The Lord is servicing the engine of many to come back on fire, come back on track. Open up your heart this wonderful morning and say, Lord, touch me tonight. Touch me tonight. Lord, touch me tonight. No matter what we have forgotten, we understand that, Lord, you are holy and there is none like you. No matter how far we have gone, no matter how far we have gone, no matter whatever we have forgotten, Lord, you are holy and there is none like you. Abakala da basura da batekala ne batokala diakalia. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy. You are holy. You are holy and there is no like you. You are holy. So holy. Barakala da baya kola baya. Barakala baya kola da baya. Karadiya kabaya. And you are glorious. So glorious in your praise. And you are glorious. So glorious in your praise. scripture comes to my heart so strong. Romans 8, down through 22 to 23. We're going to read it together. It says, for we know that the whole creation groans and labors with bed pangs together until now. Next part of scripture. Not only that, but we also have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption of the redemption of our body. So let's see from verse 20 to 21. There's a scripture I'm looking for. Very important. I want to show you. The Lord is just sharing that scripture in my heart. For the creation was subject to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. I've done this teaching before. Now let's see verse 21. It says, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. You see, why Satan does not want you to come into freedom is because he knows what will happen when you come into freedom. Because creation itself will be delivered into your glorious freedom, into your glorious liberty. That's why he fights you to keep you in one place. Are you listening to me? To make sure you are subjected, because he knows that the earnest expectation of creation awaits your manifestation. That is why you see people who they prophesy the call of God so mightily upon their life, caught up in a particular sin, caught up in a particular character. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Are you be wondering if truly the call of God is upon your life? I'm here to announce to you that the call of God is upon your life. But the reason why Satan keeps on tormenting you is because he knows that your freedom is the freedom of creation. He knows that when you come into freedom, creation will come into freedom. Alright? So do I have people tonight who are saying, Lord, I am tired of the regular Christianity. I want to enter into freedom. Can I just see you pray in the Spirit? Pray in the Spirit. I know it's not a regular kind of prayer, but I want you to pray as you anticipate the word of God. See that freedom Jesus has given you. Celebrate that freedom. See yourself walking in the reality of that freedom. See yourself walking in it. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Mean this prayer from the depth of your heart. Naked and not ashamed before the presence of the Lord. Lord, this is me. You know what is happening. I enter into this freedom tonight at the release of your word. As your word comes forth, go ahead. Go ahead and pray. Go ahead. Go ahead. Wherever I've been slacking, Holy Spirit, help me to be ignited with your fire so that I enter into my freedom for creation's freedom. I have not started living until I touch this freedom, because that is only when the souls assigned to me on the earth can realize freedom, can realize victory. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Alabaka subagatala diakabalaga. For there is prophecy over me. I cannot. There's prophecy over me. I will never be wearied. Lord, I refuse to be tired. For some tonight who have been weary, I challenge you tonight to wake up in the Spirit. There's something over your life. Go ahead. It doesn't matter how far you have gone away from God. This thing must come to pass. It must. I don't see somebody praying. For there is prophecy over me. And that prophecy must come to pass. The things of the world will not distract me. Nothing will distract me. I must fulfill it. I will fulfill it. I will not be distracted. I refuse to be distracted. The word of God came upon Jacob and leaded over Israel. Lord, your word over me comes alive so that it can light up my generation. It comes alive so that I light up my generation. I begin from my family. I am tired of the status quo, Holy Ghost. I understand there is something in me, there is something in you that is better than the noun. There's something in you, there's something in me that is better than the now. It's in me, it's in you. Bakata la bayakara da batako embokoya. Paul said in 23, Apostle, Paul said, he said, the whole creation groaned like bedpans of a woman. Grown to be liberated into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. Lord, your fire, your fire, your fire, let it be ignited in my heart. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Let's get seated. Please watch people around, ushers, carefully. Nobody should fall down. I need you all to listen to me like you've never listened to me before yet. Hallelujah to Jesus. So let's start from here. It says, the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. The unraveling, that's the root word's meaning, of the sons of God. Are we together? It says, the earnest expectation of creation awaits the revealing of the sons of God. Then it says in verse 20, I've done this before, but I'll do it again. For the creation was subjected to futility. If you read the Amplifier rendition, it is more direct and quite ambiguous. Let's see it very briefly before we come back here. It said, for the creation nature was subjected to frailty, to futility, condemned to what? Frustration. All right? Frustration. Not because of some intentional fault on its part, but by the will of him who so subjected it, yet with the hope. Are we together? Then they are citing Ecclesiastes 1:2. But to be on the safer side, let's just focus here. Are we together? From this part of scripture, God is trying to make us understand, or God is making us understand, that everybody in sin is helpless. That everybody in sin is what? Helpless. This is what the Lord is saying. It says, for the creation or nature was subjected to frailty, to futility, condemned to frustration, not because of some what? Intentional fault on its part. You know, David said this words with iniquity was I conceived from my mom's womb. Remember that in scripture? Meaning, we're all born with the nature of what? Sin. Until we became born again. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So it's not like your fault. You did not plan with Adam to sin. Adam and Eve. It happened before you were born. That's what the scripture is trying to make you understand here. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So by extension, you now have to, you can help it. You have the sin's nature until you were interfaced with Jesus through the word of God, and now you are changed. All right? Is it not because of some, and the Bible calls it futility, it now calls it frustration. Meaning you are frustrated at some point. You are tired of yourself. What is happening to me? Like Paul said in Romans 7, the things that I want to do, I find myself doing them. Who wretched man that I am. He was frustrated. Are we together? And I tell you the truth, if you are frustrated now in the New Testament, it's because you really don't want to come into the New Testament. The New Testament is not, how do we call this generation now? Doesn't mean the new civilization we're experiencing in the world. That's not what New Testament means. I think some people used to make a mistake to think New Testament means 21st century. Yeah, I think so. Because how the hell do you prove that you are a man that understands grace, and the proof is that you are now doing what the 21st century people are doing, which is you are putting earring as a man, you are doing all sort of crazy things. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So you can tell they think that New Testament simply means 21st century. New Testament is kingdom. Are we together? What was supposed to be before the Old Testament is older than the Old Testament. The Old Testament practices were never supposed to exist. It was because the New Testament, you know, Jesus was not revealed yet. That's why they had to. Are we together? And now that Jesus is revealed, it's not necessary again. You don't need to get into water. You don't need to use oil. You don't need to do anything because Jesus has now come. He's the anointing. He's the anointed. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? He's the living water. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So we don't need all of those physical stuff. I know you're wondering because probably in some places they do it. And Revelation is progressive. I believe they'll get to understand yet in the future. But it's the truth. All right? There are some things you understand today that people have not understood yet. Does it mean they are bad people? No. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you guys? So now that Jesus is revealed, we don't need any what? Object. You know, I see people on the internet argue even about water baptism. And you know, I just wonder why they are stressing. And when they argue, they will now try to baptize people physically for other people to see. Sometimes the problem in life and in the ministry is that your enemy is saying the truth, so you don't want to accept it. Sometimes people you call your enemies may be saying the truth. What if your enemies knows that 1 + 1 = 2? Will you change it to 4? Huh? You know, sometimes your enemies will say the truth. Be like Jesus. He agreed with the Pharisees at some point. He said, yeah, the Pharisees say this and it's true, but he didn't say what was not true. Alright, if you have a good heart, you agree with truth where, from wherever it comes from. That doesn't make you friends with the people. Of course, nor makes you hate the people. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Are you people understanding me tonight? Very important. So, the Old Testament is older than the New Testament. I think we have done that before here in Colossians 3:3. We said the new you is the real you. Remember? Huh? That the new you is for as far as this world is concerned, you have died. And you're what? Do you agree that you have died? And some people are saying, God forbid, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, as long as this world is concerned, if you like, don't agree. The Bible said you have died. Alright? It said, you have died, comma, and you're new. What we are claiming to be New Testament is real, the real you. And the real you existed before the present you haven't seen outside Christ. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Before anything you are seeing today. New Testament does not mean new waves of practices in the 21st century. Alright? Say New Testament Christians today, we know they are new when a man is putting nose ring in his nose. When one is putting, I know I may sound like a condemner to some people who are perishing, but I am saying the truth. Okay? The Bible says the gospel is foolishness to them that are perishing. Are we together? But I'm saying the truth. I said yesterday in the meeting, and I'm saying today by extension, that any song that any man puts nose ring and earring, even if thunder strike when they are singing the song, don't sing it in this church. If you want to hear it in your house, hear it. Well, me, I know you are moving with demons. Don't sing it here. God cannot move in somebody and he go and put nose ring as a man. It's a demon that is moving, it's not God. Pastor, how about the beautiful words in the song? Carry Bible, songs go choke. Just carry Bible. The songs will choke. When you are a musician, you know how to create songs. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? There should be no room for those foolishness. So me, I've said it in this church, and I'm saying it again. Any song you want to lead, think about the person. Except I don't know. If I know it's nose ring song you are singing, or earring song you are singing. I'm not saying a woman wearing earring. You understand what I'm trying to say? A man. Pastor Ed, go and off that mic. That's what you just hear. You wanted to go and off? Not my own. Off the mic. Pastor Emma, tell that person to calm down. Tell another person to go and sing. So, be checking the video of the people who you are singing their song. If they wear nose ring, remove it from your playlist. If you feel like listening to it, you know, if you are arguing with me and say, I don't care, I go listen, you can go and listen. But in our church, you will not sing it. I have chosen to stand. I don't care what anybody say. I do not agree. I don't believe it. If you like, go and quote scriptures. When do you start quoting scriptures? I don't care. You know, one time one of my boys called me, sister, I used to wonder whether you are a really a grace teacher or a law teacher. I said, eh. Say, yes, sir. Because you teach us grace, then you give us hard principles. I say, hard principles like what? You say, for instance, you say, we should not visit our sisters. What if we are hungry? I say, still don't visit. He says, sir, so who will help us to eat food when we're in need? I say, help yourself. You know, some of you so lazy, you don't want to cook. You want a sister to come and cook because you are sisters in church. We don't agree to that. You get what I'm trying to say? Yes. We don't agree to that. We don't even trust your growth. We don't even know that you have grown. So pastor says, I will tell you my mind. Do I know everybody in this place? It's just what you show me I'm seeing. Except the Holy Spirit shows me something deeper. If not, it's only, maybe I'm just seeing you come a flag. So I will not tell you to go and Sister Vero, go and cook for that brother Johnson. He's my member. My member? Yes, he's my member, but do I know what is happening behind the scene? Huh? Yes. And people, you know, when we talk like people are wondering, but somebody wanted to intimidate me one time. They say, I saw a GCMite doing this. I say, you saw a Christian doing it. You can't intimidate me with GCMite doing something bad. What were you expecting? I don't expect any of my members to do anything crazy, but in case they do, they are God's people. Before they are GCMite, they are children of God. So why not just say you saw a child of God? Do you get what I'm trying to say? The church is a place for perfecting people, and yet, of course, you find perfect people in the church. But we're still perfecting what? People. It's more like a hospital. You go there, you see those that are healed yet, and you see those who are going through healing. Isn't it? That's how it is. That's why I have a principle. I don't pray for it to ever happen, but you are in my church, and one day I hear that you are pregnant, you will not leave this church. You'll still be sitting in the front. The Bible says where there is sin, grace will abide even more. So if you are sitting at the back, now that there is sin, your child is not a sinner, but the act is a sin. Come and sit in the front. So that grace will abide even more. Because you are not hearing very well that time. Nobody will push you. Even camera will capture you with the stomach. We will still post it and edit it. We will not remove the stomach. You will not look at the picture and see that your stomach was removed. Mm-mm. We'll put it like that. We may even caption it, a pregnant woman worshipping God. Why are you not worshipping? Are we together? Yes. You know, sometimes people make me laugh. You say, Pastor Simon. Alright, so I just established that New Testament does not mean new wave of characters. Are we together? Genzilic behaviors. That does not mean New Testament. Do you guys get what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. When you find out that normal cloth does not satisfy you, you have a problem. Like normal cloth that people wear. Except you wear chains. Chains that Tasha Cobb says she heard them falling. You are carrying them from the ground and you are wearing them. There's a serious problem. And I was joking one day, I said, somebody was singing, I hear the chains falling. And I turned and saw some people with some kind of chains. I said, I wish these chains could fall too. Hallelujah to Jesus. If, for instance, you cannot just look like, come two of you, let me use you as an example. climb the stage, run very fast. Amen. You can't just look like this. Are they wearing anything strange? Okay. You can't just look like this and feel comfortable. Something is wrong with you. If you must wear, I'm not saying, you know, some people are very attached to those things they wear. You see somebody going out, if you remember there's no bango, you go back home. To go and carry the bango and wear as a man. No, I'm not talking about women. They are in the realm of bangos. Their own cup of tea. We are not talking about them. You know, I don't even know women dressing. I used to tell my wife that I don't know what dressing is good for a woman. But any dressing that will make us be seeing your breasts. Are you listening to me? What did I say? Good. It's wrong. Any dressing. Keep your breasts to yourself. Keep your laps to yourself. Nobody beg you to see your lap. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Any dressing that reveals those parts of your body, it means you have a special agenda. Or you don't know what is happening. It means a demon is controlling you. You don't know. I bet you, if we lay hands, you see yourself doing like this. If you think we're joking, come, let's lay hands if you are like that. You just see yourself doing like this. You now ask somebody after 5 minutes, where am I? What happened to me? You know, we're joking like that one time in Canada. Some people think we're joking. We're just saying, making mouths. Find most, you see some stubborn ladies who are in the barrack just visit our fellowship. As we're praying, they'll start doing like, everybody will just understand. Is it that lady? Oh, okay. Are we together? I know some of you will be like, if somebody's like that now, you say it's a lie, nothing will happen to me. It's because you are strong in your heart. Yeah, it is strong your heart. If you release yourself and say, Lord, touch me. Hey, touch will choke. You just see yourself rolling on the ground. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you cannot just be moderate, you know, look moderate. Christ is not your rest. Christ should be your satisfaction. You know, there's a way people want us to behave so timid, so that they will call us humble. Timidity is not humility. Nobody can intimidate me. I've grown beyond that level by God's special grace. I'm a prophet of the Most High. He has put His word in my heart. He's burning like very fire. There is no human being, not even Tinubu, can stand here. And I'll not tell you, thou Tinubu, you are ruling Nigeria wrongly. It's God that has put it. My wife have tried to control it. My father have tried to control it. My mother have tried to control it. They cannot control this fire. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Not even me can call. I don't even know how I start talking sometimes. You know, sometimes when I talk, my father will carry the video and be showing me that this is not good. They will come for you. And I'll be like, I didn't even know when I started saying those things. Hallelujah to Jesus. God must be your satisfaction. I was telling them yesterday in the meeting. I say, I know there's a deeper life. Oh, if this is what you people call us, one holiness movement, no problem. We have graduated from deeper life. We are deepest life. Call us deepest life for a living. We agree. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Look at the order of the day. And we claim that it is New Testament practices. A psalmist is singing tattoo all over the body. I was saying last Sunday, somebody has the impetus to come on social media and tell a generation that his call is to preach. One part of his call is to go to club and minister. To club. And I said to him, I said it last Sunday, I said, check yourself. This is not condemnation. Listen carefully. You know, when you are doing something that is wrong, and you know it's wrong, nobody will condemn you. But when you are trying to insinuate that what is wrong should be right, are you getting what I'm trying to say? That's when we have a problem. You know, people say they attack gays and lesbians too much. All this TBQ, I mean, what do they call them? LGBTQ, whatever. Are we together? That they attack them. You know, some of them will now come and be calling us one name, homo something, homophobic. They've called me before. You know, I told you the story. They threatened me in my academy that they will kill me because I was preaching against it. And when we caught one guy who was trying to abuse somebody, I will now beat him small and pursue him. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And took him to the police station. Very, very small. So, the news now, I think his bosses and the rest, they now sent somebody to threaten me on Facebook. And I was with Pastor Charles at that time. They say, if I have mine, I should come to Yakio Junction. And they will kill me. So I just showed Pastor Charlie. He said, who are those? We just hold our hands. We went to Yakio. And I messaged. I said, I'm standing. Can you see me? Because how can I live in this town under threat? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It got to me. So, you know, they were like, the guy said, you are a bloody homophobic. You know, a lot of crazy words he was telling me. Bloody homophobic. Well, will you tell me that people don't sin in several ways? In fact, he said, even you used to sin in several ways. Sin is sin. Why fighting so hard to put sin, generalize LGBTQ, whatever they call it, into sin? Now, everybody that steals in the night or in the dark, if you have ever stolen in this place, you not go when people were around.
Yes, sir.
Are you get what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
Are you people stolen before?
Yes, sir.
But if you have ever stolen, you didn't go when it was day. Right? And even if it was day, you went when people were not around. Do you get what I'm trying to say? That's how people see. If you ask anybody have stolen meat in the pot here before? Anybody? Do I have some fellow people who have stolen like me? Because I was thinking I was alone. Do I have any brother or sister?
Yes,
do women steal meat too? Oh, gee. Oh my goodness. I actually didn't know. I'm just, okay. Oh, that time they said if you fry meat. No wonder parents used to think ladies are more calm than boys, because when you tell ladies to fry meat, they'll eat their share. Okay, we will steal our share. Oh, okay. But it's still both stealing. I think that's just, you know. When boys, let me use boys, ladies will not understand it, because they steal it and it's quite justified. But for boys, when we want to steal meat, we'll first look at the atmosphere. Everywhere has to be calm. You see how sense is doing his hand. There's a kind of calculation you have to do. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You will make sure that everywhere is serene. Then secondly, you may not carry bucket. How many of you have done that system? And be hitting the bucket on the ground. Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. So that when you open that pot, as it makes the sound, they'll think it's the bucket that hit. Then when you steal the meat, you smooth. You shake or smooth. We didn't know how to build from. We knew it from the pot. You plaster the distance. Then you run away. We do it in the dark. Any bad thing people want to do, they do in the dark. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And you know why they are doing it in the dark? They know it is sin. That's why they are doing it in the dark. Only LGBTQs. Huh? Do their sin and want to make their sin look righteous. They don't want us to believe that is sin. Thieves know that stealing is a sin. Fornicators know that. Adulterers, that ones, they know very well. But you see, LGBTQ people, they will do it and they come outside and tell us that LGBTQ is not a sin. That's how God created them. God created a man to be working like this. If you are a man, you ever find your hand like this, time to take caution. Make it like this. These are men. These are our hands used to be. For blow. Are you listening to me? You can't be a man. And when you find your hand doing like, you rebuke that hand in the name of Jesus. In fact, the Bible said if your hand will make you to cut it off. You rebuke that hand. You find as a woman, you like wrestling. You like fight. You just like tough things. Then you are seeing any man like your guy and every woman like a babe. You need a special touch. And it starts small. The lowest realm is tomboy. You see the girl just wear pick up. Oh, my guy, have fun now. You be wondering, my girl with this. Before you know, she'll start consoling other girls. She's very tough. She consoles other girls. Who beat you? No cry. Then they'll challenge the boys that beat them. Why you touch that guy? You're mad. I go. You see? Before you know, the feeling of a man comes upon you so strong that you meet a lady, Verona, and say, Vero, I like you. You see, that's how it starts. It's a demon. If you find yourself behaving like a man, rebuke that spirit. You find yourself behaving like a woman as a man, rebuke what? But they want us to believe that it is not a sin. It's a demonic activity. In fact, the highest level of demonism. But you see, what I'm about to challenge you this morning. We are in a time and a season that certain nations are legalizing this practice. And if you are living just for what to eat and drink, we cannot change this world. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If you are just living for what to eat and drink, you must be somebody that wants to cause a mark upon the face of death. You want to storm the air by the fire of the Holy Ghost. You know, somebody who wants to be real-time influential. I mean, when we call tech, we call your name. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Like when we call certain field, like I think political science, you know, Aristotle, the father of political science, we call your name. They cannot do it without you. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. You're at that level of leadership where you can influence decisions. Not just trying to make heaven. You can go and sit down. I hope you've learned from what I'm trying to explain to you here. Not that just that small level where you just want to be, you know, eating food and drinking water. Like I was sharing with my leaders yesterday, I said, the children of Israel, some of us when we read their stories, we say, these people are mumu. How can God part Red Sea? God do this and they'll still be acting foolish. And I said to them, listen carefully. The children of Israel went to school. They were very schooled. They were wise people. They were not Dundees. In fact, their great grandfather had a covenant with God. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They were people of God. Yet they still behave like mumu at certain point. I said, listen carefully. There is no temptation that is not common to man. You have not just realized that you are acting exactly like the children of Israel. That God was able to heal the sick through you. You saw that God gave a child to one of your sisters who didn't have a child for many years. And all of a sudden, you didn't have the job yet. You now say, God, you have the impetus to say God is unfaithful. Meanwhile, he has done some things that are very glaring before your eye. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But now that you have not gotten the job yet, and probably you are still managing garri without sugar, you think God is unfaithful. God, if you are real and I've been serving you, why am I the one suffering? Then you are comparing your life with somebody in Egypt who is not in the wilderness. But look at Vero. Vero that is not worshipping you. See, she's not even serving you very well. I have been planted in church. I've been serving you for years. Look at what I have. Look at it. People are making progress with their life. That's the one that hits me the most. You say people are making progress with their life. You are not making. What do you mean by progress? What do you mean by progress? Ah, you know, so it's when you have money that you are making progress. That's very dangerous. That's like that you are looking down on God. And every time God got angry with them through the ministry of an angel, he will remind them. He said, am I not the one that parted the Red Sea? Am I not the one that did that? If I was the one that did that, is it food that I will not give you? They didn't get the point. He was training them in the wilderness. To come to that point where they can order anything, they can have all their needs met. Remember, that's where Jesus spoke from, because he was the one that spoke through the ministry of that angel that time. He said, man shall not live by word, but by every word that comes out from the mouth of the Lord. That's what God was trying to do with the children of Israel. They felt like now that they have bread, they should store all the bread that they need. So that tomorrow when there is need again for bread, they will take from their store and eat bread. But God wanted them to understand that it is his word that produces bread, not their efforts. Did you get what I just said now? That it is his word that would produce bread. It was when God commanded manna from heaven that they had food to eat. So he wanted them to trust in him, not in their strategies. And this is not a call not to trust in strategies. As long as they are word-oriented, you should trust in them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But if they are not word-oriented, of course you should not trust in them. And that's why the Bible warns us that there is a way that seemeth right to a man. But the end of it is what? We always, as every human being, we must come to that point. At some junction of our life. That there is a way that may seem very right than the way of God. But the Bible says the end of it is what? Destruction. Is death. So I was telling them, most of us have not realized that we are behaving exactly like the children of Israel. Have you ever felt like your leader was being too much? He was being too extra, your HOD? That he was disturbing you so much? That he should allow people to rest. He doesn't know what is happening to our lives. I just told my father to send me money. He did not send, and they are telling me to give for this thing or that thing. Or I just came back from lectures. I'm tired, and they said I should come for fellowship. They don't understand what we are going through. Sometimes your leaders will look like a burden to you because they can see the vision. They know where they are going to. Bible says where there is no vision, the people will perish. The root word suggests also to be sluggish. More like dragging your feet. People that cannot see what you are seeing, they will be dragging their feet. They will make it very difficult for you as a leader. And that's why I learned this from my friend years ago. One of the things you must do more often as a leader is to always cast the vision. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Always what? Cast. Have times you cast the vision again. That's what will strengthen the followership of the people. So, a lot of times we are behaving exactly like the children of Israel. Exactly. Moses had seen the vision. He has seen the promised land. They are supposed to get to the promised land. Now Moses is looking like a burden to them. Because why will you remove me from food that I'm eating? There's supply. Now, it didn't bother them that they were slaves. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? As long as they were eats, slave, we move. Let's move. Let's enjoy slavery. As long as there's food to eat, I don't care if I'm a slave. That was their mindset. They were born again. We can liken them to being born again while they left Egypt. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? We can tell that that's what it means for one to be born again in their days. We can substitute that. So, leaving Egypt was them being born again, leaving the world. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But the world was still in them. The ideologies of the world still in them. And that's what we're fighting, some of us as pastors today. Some of these guys come from the world and they want to change the world, the church, with the ideas of the world. Bring certain kind of songs and dressing. Pastors must realize this, that when the wrong things from people who had been in the world, now in church, are rising up, we must descend Satan and rebuke him down. Don't substitute that for creativity. And say, yeah, allow the guy do it for God, anyhow he wants to do it. He was actually in the world. Understand where, when it's a demon that is still trying to find his last expression. And influence the church wrongly. I heard this years ago from Pastor Chintok. He said, when the believer, alright, he said, when a boat is on water, there is no problem. But when the water is in the boat, he said, there's a serious problem. As long as we're in this world and on top of the world and at light of the world, there's no issue. But when the world is in the life of the believer, there's problem. Before you know, he will begin to sink. And let me show you, the Bible says, by their fruit you shall. So you see somebody singing, but check the fruit. Somebody preaching, but check the fruit. He says he's wearing earring, and you know sometimes they think we are condemning them. There is no way the Holy Ghost will ever inspire you to live a kind of a modest look. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? If you are truly having a walk with him, and I minister of the gospel, he will never do that. There is no way. And when we dare to talk, sometimes they think we are just being too much, you know, noise makers. No. Do I look like somebody that hates people? But I am scared because we are passing a wrong narrative to a generation rising. And my daughter and children will be part of that generation. Are you listening to me? And that's why we have to speak. We are not condemning anybody. We have to speak. The reason I joined my voices to some voices who spoke against that tattoo issue was not because I feel like condemning that man of God. No. I don't even know him from anywhere. But for the fact that you draw a tattoo and wrote John 3:16 does not mean that I can decide to write Mark 15:18. Let's go and start writing scriptures on our body. It does not mean that he's justified. What made you to sit down with the Holy Ghost, having had a long walk with the Spirit, as you claim? Being with God for a long time as this, and you wake up one morning and say, the Lord inspired you to put tattoo on your body, the Lord that we serve? out of the many things that exist in this world. If you truly heard the Lord, you'll be in Ikpayongo right now doing crusade. And that's why we spoke, not because we feel like condemning. Even though he's an elder in the faith, that was a wrong thing to say. That was a wrong ideology, a wrong message being passed to a generation. That message has the potency to wipe an entire generation wrongly. To sweep them off the right path. Because he's influential. Especially when you came to prove with a scripture that didn't even mean it in the book of Revelation. That Jesus had a tattoo. When we break that scripture, you will not even see anything close to what that person is saying. I think I did it here one time. There is no even correlation. But you see, when you do a wrong thing and are proud to go back and understand that what you did is wrong, you will see that you are blindly looking for justifications. Blindly looking for justification. Watch proud people. A lot of times they act very foolish. Have you seen a proud person before? Trying to justify his act? See, you are proud. That thing you did is wrong. They will start saying something like kindergarten. I've been watching for a while. Sometimes you talk about some of these things happening, especially with the gospel music. And you see people just start hitting you. I don't comment on Facebook. What is my business? I will never try that. Because some people, in fact, I saw somebody commented something like this one time. They say, Assistant Jesus. I couldn't stop laughing. Say, well done, Assistant Jesus. Instead of understanding what the guy said, they called him Assistant Jesus. I say, if I talk my own, maybe they'll say treasurer of Jesus or something. And he's the one that betrayed Jesus. So maybe I don't want to be in that trouble. Hallelujah to Jesus. But it is growing every day. Satan creeps. Alright? The Bible likens him to a serpent. He moves small. Observes. Nobody addresses him. He moves again. Observes. Nobody addresses him. He gets into the system more deeply. That's why the apostle Paul said, give Satan no, don't allow Satan to be able to put his leg inside your environment. Just 1 foot. If you give him 1 foot, he will put another leg very soon. That means he will have a stand in that system. Yet Paul said, we are not ignorant of the devil's word, devices. So I'm not ignorant, that's why I'm telling you people. Are you listening to me? But in the world, there are many voices. And I believe that's the challenge of this rising generation. Because when we are done talking, another person will talk another one. So there will be conflict in your heart. Who should I believe? I always tell people the first justification is, who did God send you to pastor you? You must understand that very deeply. Listen to the person, because God cannot mismanage your life. You know, this morning I was watching, coincidentally I was watching Facebook videos, and I saw one video. This man of God before preached something and said, marry who you like. Marry somebody you really like. Oh, make sure you like the body and everything before you marry. And I saw him this morning. I had to copy the link. I wanted to send to her, but I forgot. The man of God is preaching that marry your tribe. Not physical tribe. Like, he said, marry your tribe in the spirit. Marry somebody that think like you so that you can fulfill destiny. Oh, life is not a bed of roses. Ah, I say, I wish I saved the first video. There are some people that heard that first one with itchy ears. They have run with it. God was probably telling them who to marry till they bump into that video. I say, okay, make I marry who I like the body. Okay. Pastor, I've talked. Who am I? And they move. Now that God, he has come back and he's saying another thing now, they've already gone. Some of them probably have done reception and have gone far. They probably have one baby. The second one is coming. And there's war in the house, probably. You know? I've seen cases where the woman told the man that it's you God call, it's not me. I've heard it several times. They are married, though. Say, honey, the Lord say I should leave my job. And we'll say, I beg go. It's you that God call. Leave me and my children. Go and fulfill your call. They never told me I have call upon my life. And the man is like, am I dreaming? Like, did I not tell you that God will call me? Then why did he not call you since? Why is he now that he's calling you? Who will feed the children? I'm telling you, I've seen cases like that. Because they put body. Body is what? They put body in the front. And now they have their body. Now spirit has risen. Spirit, fire have risen from their spirit. They were praying one morning and their daughter was moving around. And the word of the Lord hit them. Power is time. And they stand up. Ah, ma'am, we move now into ministry. And she said, move alone. That's for the man towards the woman. What of the woman towards the man? There's fire burning your bones. You can tell God is raising you up like the Catherine Kuhlmans and their Mario Woodward Etters. They prophesied and pour oil on your head. From when you were a child, even your grandmother have told you, your mother told you, your pastor now is telling you that there's fire upon you. Then you saw fine boy. The guy seeing limp, like they usually say on Facebook. He has broad chest. That guy is what I have not seen and ears have not heard. And what has not entered into the hearts of men. But God has given you the privilege to see today. As before the man said, I understand. I accept. We'll build life together. And you see such men, they don't know how to say no. Say, the Lord called me into ministry. I am supposed to do ministry, no problem. Let's do it together. They don't used to say, we will not do it together. It's when you marry and say, I'm going for Tuesday midweek service. Say, where are you going to? Tuesday midweek service. To do what? Come and cook me another food. But I have cooked, I have put some, I don't eat food in the fridge. Make another one now. Will you listen to your husband or your pastor? Now they'll put pastor in. Pastor that is innocent. They'll put pastor inside. Before you see now, it's on Facebook. Why are people, you know, sometimes I used to wonder why people are putting problem on pastor's head. Your wife is going to church. Say, just ask Facebook, between church and your husband, which, why would you put pastor in the front? I had to message somebody one day. I said, why are you people putting pastor in the front? Put church or put serving God or put God. Choose between God and your husband. Uh-huh. Because pastors are the ones at the forefront every time. It's us they used to put. Not like pastor is dragging wife with you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. There are people like that. And it's like reality.com now. The man tells you, you can't do that kind of thing. In fact, you are praying in tongues. He comes and tells you, stop that kind of prayer in this house. You are distracting me. Now the chairs will look like desert to you. The leaves will look like rotten tomato to you. You will not see any glory. But the problem is that there are two men down. You have two boys with this man who look exactly like him. And this is what is happening. That's why you have to be careful. Some people think they can avert things. You cannot. Don't make jokes out of your life. Don't joke with your life. Now they say, calm down, marry well. You are like, you know, sometimes Satan can deceive many ladies and guys, especially ladies. You see a lot of men disturbing you. You and the thing will be switching you, eh? You move like this, say, please marry me now. I beg, one will kneel down. You know, you think when they kneel down, it's justified. They will kneel down. Somebody can kneel down just to kill you and continue moving. You don't know? It's like this, people don't know men. A man can kneel down and beg you to love him. When you love him, when he deals with you, he moves and go and kneel down for another one. Just at the front there. To kneel is not hard for a man. Maybe Jesus was talking to Peter. Peter, thank God, is a man. He said to Jesus, I will never leave you. I will never deny you. Jesus said, where? Stop that. He said, before the cock, what? You deny me how many times? Three times. Jesus was not moved by Peter's declaration. I will not, you know, where with you. You know, sometimes when we sing those songs, you see somebody say, even if you kill me, if you slay me, if slay come, will you stay? Peter saw a child saying, Daddy, I saw that man following brother Jesus, uncle Jesus. Peter said, hey, young boy, stop that. Why are you doing like that? Don't be talking like that. Your mommy did not train you like that. Is that okay? Good boy, take biscuit. You did not see me with Jesus. Is that clear? He moved. He denied Jesus. How many times? The denier was sharp, sharp, auto-denier. Deny, deny, deny. And he moved. And trust Jesus, he just raised his head and looked at him. Ah, oh, Peter just remembered. He just remembered. He just remembered. He went. The beautiful thing is that he repented. Some Christians are like that. Others will go and condemn themselves because of pride. Judas, he was too big to betray. Do you know Peter and Judas did the same thing? Some people think because Judas is own has money. No, he's the same betrayer. But Judas was so proud. He felt like he was too big to do that kind of thing. And he went and killed himself. But Peter repented. And you guys get what I'm trying to say? And he still became the head of the church. So some ladies, like I was saying, so proud. They will meet you and you talk like this. One is copying you. You climb back, you are going, one is stopping you. We can boom, 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 boom. Stop, 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 stop. My eyes have behold the glory of the Lord today. And they put in, you know, you'll be seeing different. In fact, some of them already know the strategy. They want to come to church. They'll just go and stand by the road and be doing like they're stopping bike. And somebody will say, can I, where are you going to Tito Gate? Can I drop you? It's not necessary. Please, can I? Okay, please, just drop me at Tito Gate. Everywhere you check your WhatsApp now, they are begging you to love them. They are begging you. So there's this serious pride in your life. Then Ochia will not just appear from nowhere. And say, the Lord said, you are mine. You check him out. In fact, you have already checked him out since, so you don't need to check him out. Now you check out. Maybe you'll be go up. It has not finished materializing. Courage now come with his whole courage. And looks at you and say, ah, tosses El Shaddai. While I was praying, the Lord spoke to me audibly. I heard the name. I heard it clear, clear. And he mentions the name. And suddenly, you look at him. And then you courage where they work out like this. You know, even be like, say, don't get all the money for this. What you need to do? He won't come carry wife. These boys, they don't serious for this church. Oh. When you are finished coming out from men, you know, men, heavy men, telling you are the one, men with of cannibal and whatever bar. Drive their bends and move around you. They blink the light for you like this. Then David just come out from nowhere and say, I will kill Goliath. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And because of you don't value your call very well, you settle there. You begin to look for excuses. You know, sometimes when you hear some ladies who want to marry somebody by force, it's so irritating. And the man is not really a bad person. What is not really a bad person? What's the meaning of he's not really a bad person? He's not really a bad person. I don't know why we condemn in our church. In fact, I've stopped going to that church. People are, they are too, Pastor Simon is too judgmental. I think that's why some people left. So, I'll leave. I'll go to a church that they don't condemn. Then probably on Facebook. And one of these guys just stand up. Marry who you like. Ah, that's my pastor. You already have itchy ears. Some churches you go and hear certain sermons. God did not put you in that sermon because that's not your church. You go there, they are preaching something different for people. You now catch it and say, that's your own. Mm-mm. Your own sermon is where you left. That's not your husband. But the beautiful thing people don't know about life is that 2 minutes to your breakthrough, you don't even know. 2 minutes to your breakthrough, you don't even have a clue. God will change your life. And so ladies don't have that boldness. A man that can help you fulfill destiny, you will leave that man because of you have seen another one that can help you pay your bills. Firstly, the reason you fell a victim to Satan through that way is because you are lazy. An opportunist. I always say that ladies that marry men for money and are just the legal, more package type of the ones that stand on the road in the night. The difference between you and the ones that stand on the road in the night is that you are not there in the night. You are there by day. The Bible speaks about weapons, that arrows that fly by night and some that fly by day. It's the truth. And I think I'm calling out ladies who are Christians, Christian ladies who really know the power of God is upon them. Take caution. We are losing a lot of ladies out of ministry. It's not only in this church, in the world. In the world. They complain about, I was watching a video, they were just complaining about church boys. Pastor, sir, why are church boys not asking us out? One of the church boys said, when we ask out, they did not used to accept, they used to judge us. They used to ask us too much questions. You know, like one guy was asking a lady out here, she asked him questions that I was wondering if I had the answers to the question. Even me, I don't know the answer. Say, what is your call? What is your purpose? What is your destiny? You answer it. Where are you going to? Where are you coming from? Where will you arrive? I want to understand him very well before we marry. You, as you are talking, what is your call? You see somebody serving God, probably is a pastor, you are asking what is your call. Is it not obvious? He's a servant of God. A servant. Where is he going to? God. Where is he arriving at? God. What is his destiny? God. I beg you all, ladies, learn this wisdom. Are you listening to me? Learn it and grow. Grow very fast. You will not always be 25 or 21. Now you are glowing like the stars of heaven. A time will come, your face will squeeze. It will squeeze. You can't even do like this on camera again. Because your waist, if you do like that too much, you get back. A time will come. I'm assuring you. And that time, the only thing that will be source of your happiness is the right person you choose. When you look at a lady and when you look at a man or a woman, and you can't imagine yourself as 70 saying to each other, joking with each other, don't marry that person. Because at 70, what is 70? 55, 60, 65. Body is not whatever again. Now his soul is stew. I mean, soul is whatever you start talking about. Soul is what? I hope you go get what I'm trying to say. So does it work for men? Sometimes men, women will be telling you, you look so fine. My spiritual father used to tell me those days. He said, they say you're fine, but I say, yes, sir. They say you're a very fine boy, of course. Sometimes I'll just keep quiet and be smiling. So they are deceiving you. They'll take all your anointing, not to be left. So nobody should deceive you. That's why I used to tell some of you. You see somebody, you be hyped. Don't just say, they will now start messaging you. Hello? Hello? And the way you sang in church, heaven kiss me, heaven kiss me. Like I felt heaven kiss me. Ah! Jesus gave me more. Your singing raises my spirit. And say, this lady appreciates my call. She appreciates my call. She will not stop there. Wherever you are working now, they bring cooler ministry. Where are you? It's not easy. I'm not. Have you eaten? No, I'm not. But I'll eat after work. I'll eat. You know, some boys are very cunning. They know what they are doing. No, don't bother. Don't bother bringing the food. They want you to bring the food. If you want a lady not to bring food, she will not bring food. And you see, this is your code. You think you can defend yourself. When you are done eating, you think you can now stop fight against what? If you keep on eating that semo, keep on eating that food, that rice and beans like that, it will create a space for that woman in your life. A seat, a special cushion will be in her. You can't say no at a certain point. The gift of a man or woman makes what? The way will be like this. So it is for a woman. You are collecting gifts. We're talking to a young man about his sister. He was not excited the relationship she was in, and he was complaining to me. And I said to him, you see, many women don't understand this. Satan gets them especially at the point of their needs. So at the point of their needs, because maybe they don't have all the money they need yet, a guy would just come and offer them 50,000. And say, use it to buy this. Use it to buy that. And they'll say he's a nice person at the end.
That's how it starts. Before you know, they start considering. Because probably your brothers in church did not even give you 5,000. But that one gave you 50,000. He said, my business is not moving so well. I need about 100,000 to sort things out. And I believe God will do it. And the guy said, Can I? Is this your OP? And you are surprised first. He now sends 200,000. Say, Jesus Christ. Who in these glory carriers can ever try that kind of thing? Who has ever tried it? Maybe when person get job, he go send money. Say, I have found him. I've seen him. I've seen him. My eyes are open. I can see him. I dey see him. The only problem is that he does not pray in tongues. But he will be coming to church. After service, come and greet my pastor. Who invited you to church? Vero. Vero. Sir, it's just one of my friends. I just wanted him to meet you. You know, we do it like this. I just wanted him to meet you. So, my brother, welcome to church. That's potential husband. Yes. They are winning his soul, planting him in the church for their sake. You can't change a man, oh. You know, you don't know men, oh. You say, you don't pray in tongues, I can't marry you. Start praying in tongues immediately. Some men, laga, 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 laga. Is that not what you mean? So, okay. When were you baptized? 3 years ago. I didn't just want to show you. It is when they are done dealing with you, you will know that these tongues of demons, not tongues of angels. Let your eyes be open. Are you listening to me? Let your eyes, your spirituals, be very sensitive in the spirit. That's why I took some time to worship this morning. So that some of you can just touch. Did you enjoy the atmosphere? You can touch your world, your spiritual world. Touch it small and see how beautiful it is. This is where we stand from and say, don't do that sometimes. Like I told somebody, I know I'm supposed to do this. I don't understand why. Because we are very sensitive to the realm of the spirit. And afterwards, you can tell that the decision we made was right. You can tell. Hallelujah to Jesus. You got to understand this. Satan will come in diverse ways just to pull you down, just to subject you, especially for women. The word is so heavy for you people this morning in my heart. I've seen women leave the ministry because of who to marry. I'm at 28. I'm at 29. I've not seen a man yet. And they know that the call of God is upon their life. They know it. But you know, of course, there are pressure on every side. Sometimes from home. Okay, marry, get married. But understand that they can't leave this marriage with you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? If you are a woman who is serving God rightly, forget about your age. The right man must come. The right man must surely what? Come. Understand this. And as a man, don't think you have all the time. Some of you are dating and keeping, dating everywhere. You don't have all the time, oh. You think it's only women that have disadvantage in dating? You have a lot of disadvantage too. The worst thing that can happen to any man is that you miss the right woman because you were joking with her. That's the worst thing that can happen to any man. Which some people have done already. I always used to tell pastors, I say, you always see the wrongs in your lady when you have seen another lady that you like. You will never see the wrongs in your lady until you start seeing another lady you like. When most of them start seeing girls that they like out there, the relationship now will not be nice again. Sir, this lady is not a good woman. Sir, she talks too much. It's a lie. They've seen. They've projected. If I leave her after 2 years, I enter that one. Why? Now they are friends with that one. Strong friendship. Near relationship experience. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But if God has told you this is a man, this is a woman, and you joke with God's decision, there are always consequences. There are always what? Consequences. So back to the matter before we close. Listen, to live for God, you got to really understand what Jesus has done for you. Like I was saying from the beginning, you got to. Because you see, the glorious liberty of creation is in our liberty. And Satan does not want us to enter into that liberty. He does not want us to. And some of the things I just mentioned about marriage are some of the ways, the indices, through which Satan weighs us down. I've not seen any factor Satan uses like the wrong relationship. I've not seen yet. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Especially for people who truly have the call of God upon their life. I think people these days look down the call of God on their life too much. Years ago, we were taught that when the call of God is upon your life, you don't joke with yourself. You eternally sentence yourself to a life of consecration. Meaning you can't get into wrong relationship. I told you, I grew with friends that we can't enter wrong relationship. We curtail ourselves. We will ask ourselves questions. What are you doing with... I remember one time, this my friend entered a relationship. He introduced a lady to us. And in just, we now asked the lady, why do you like our friend? It was a meeting, five of us. We always do it for anybody that enters a relationship. She now said, he's a good person. He's a nice... In fact, I like him more because he behaved like a barrack boy. I like that barrack boy thing. You say, hey, this boy did not arrange his character in school. This barrack thing entered Josh. We say, okay, is that the reason? Is that your final answer? She said, ah, that barrack boy, the way he talks, I like that. I just like the rugged. We knew that boy was not barrack boy. He just followed barrack, but he's not barrack boy. He's a man of God. So we went to him and gave him the report. They said they like you because you behave like barrack boy. He said, ah, no. Maybe it's a mistake. She does not know what she's saying. She actually likes me for something better. No problem. One day I was in the house. He went to her house to go and iron and wash clothes for her. Which I will probably do for my wife. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Not for somebody. Well, I don't want to go there now. Now he went there. Of course, why should I do it for somebody I'm dating? You don't have hands to wash? He left my clothes and went to wash her clothes. To cut the long story short, me that we suffered together and prayed together with, he went and washed. And if I used to wash his clothes, sometimes he would join some of them for me. You know, brotherly love. So he went, I said, why are you coming back by 8 p.m.? He said, ah. He wanted to say, you know, let it out. He said, she was not feeling so strong. So I went to help her wash, and it's a lie. I said, you did what? I carried my phone. And this is our friend. I started washing this girl's clothes. Oh, this is our brother. I had to announce it. We call for an assembly. You are washing a girl's clothes now? Say, no, she was not. Every day she's not feeling fine. She's going to wash the clothes. One day, guess what happened? They called him for a meeting, the lady, and told him that you're a man, all right? You are telling there are certain examples you don't do in this church. You are telling a lady now, you are, imagine, not, well, not imagine. Telling the man now. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They are telling him that I am in love with a guy. I just want to let you know. Not like I'm entering. I just want to, you know, I just want to be sincere with you. And tell you my problems. There's this guy I started falling in love with in church. I thought to just let you know. That doesn't mean I'm in a relationship. I just want to open up and report myself. And the guy said, well, we'll pray about it. I said, hey! Barash. You know, there's a way love will do you. You start behaving like you don't have brain. That was not my friend. I know my friend very well. We have to start praying fiery prayers. Lord, deliver him. Deliver him. Deliver him from the spirit of love. You are telling your boyfriend that you are falling in love with another boy. And you people should pray about it. You people should do something about it. Well, to cut the long story short, they broke up. It did not work. Relationship. And the thing weighed him down. Weighed him down so much. I don't want to go into details. Because I'm sure he will not like the other details I may use for, as an example now. Weighed him so much. Don't waste your time with the wrong people. Are you listening to me? I've told most of you ladies especially, you are entering relationship. Your husband is watching you like this. You are entering relationship. Probably if you were working with God, you would have been calm. 3 years later, that your husband would have married you. Now your husband is seeing you in love with another guy. And he's settling the case for you people. That's the worst side of it. He's even advising you that take it easy. take it easy. Then one day God said, that's your wife. He said, I can't believe it. That's why most people have problems in relationship. They are dating people they are not supposed to date. And the people who they are supposed to date are aware of the relationship. Do you know how many times young men have said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that's not her. I rebuke her in the name of Jesus. Remove her from my face in Jesus' name. Get out. Laba galagalaba. Lord, give me my wife. Give me my wife. Because they mentioned you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Very important. Be careful. And as a young man, to fulfill destiny, now they are supposed to be reading books, reading now word, listening to sermons, praying in the spirit. You are on Facebook Messenger. Any lady that is fine. Hi, sweetheart. Hi, sweetheart. Hi, sweetheart. I told Pastor Emma one time, I had to call him. There was a choir boy. He's not here again. We told him, I called him one day. I said, look at every girl that sends me friend requests, when I check the details, they are mutual friends with this boy. Why? Does he know the girls in this world? I said, go and watch that boy. That boy likes girls. Any fine girl will just, you just say, I'll just check who is this person. Because I always check people. If you send me friend requests, I want to know you. Are you for me or against me? So I will check your profile very well and the rest. And that boy, this thing will just come out. This will come out. I say, till we found out. And you say the call of God is upon your life. How do you fulfill it? Not even the call, your business. How do you fulfill your business? How are you able to do business very well if you like women? Think about any tailoring, shoemaking. How can you do it very well if you like women? Any small money you make, instead of to buy land, you are going to buy wig. Do you know how much is wig? Wig is dragging price with land now. You hope you know. Every of my wife's birthday, I used to ask my sister how much is the hair. A few times I have tried, but sometimes I did not buy. I just want to ask. My sister is very crazy. She said, I know why you are asking. I said, no, just for the knowledge of this thing. Well, how much is this hair? What if I'm serious, I want to buy? You still here, 500,000. I said, okay. I was just passing by. I'll use 500,000 to sell like 5 dresses for my wife and buy her flower and say, happy birthday, darling. In fact, how do you even package hair? So I reserved 2 dresses. At least if I bring like 5 dresses for her. So, oh, my husband. I say, my wife. Are you listening to me tonight? Very important. Buy land. Save to if you learn to save, some of you learn to save. Learn to save. You are in a wrong relationship. That's why your life, you are not rich till today. They are taxing everything out of your life, taxing you. If you I was so wise while I was growing up. I did not enter a relationship. You know, I did not enter. I was not ready to give anybody my money. So nobody could tax me. As a Christian serving God, come and tax me and see now. I'll tell you I want to buy a drum in church. In fact, I'll tell you to join money. Let's buy a drum in church. You can't tax me. I told you a story. Somebody said I should send money on Jesus' birthday. And I insisted it was Jesus' birthday. On Christmas Day. Hallelujah to Jesus. There are some women that are even here, some of them. The moment you say hello, they'll say gas has finished. How do you save money like that as a man? You say hi, units are finished in the house. As if you are the one that you are the light of their life. Maybe just mention something and see. Why are you not talking to me today? I have an issue. What is the issue? My food are finished in the house. I'm just trusting God. I'm not telling you to give. Then when you don't give now, you are a problem. The guy is a stingy guy. If you are in that kind of relationship, how do you survive? How do you survive? This is your small money now. You are sharing it. Are you beginning? I'm trying to say, be wise. If you have been saving, some of you as men, you are collecting over 300K. If you save 200K, some of you see your house, see your work, see your house, see your work. If you save 200K, you would have buy land now in Makodio. But the needs of your girlfriend that you will not marry is choke. What did I say at the end? You will not marry. You will still not marry her at the end. Some of you men that are looking at me now, you will still not marry that girl. All the money you are spending will waste. And you will never reap it. You will never reap it in this world and in the world to come. Because who sent you? Be wise. It has subjected many people. You know, I judged a case one time. I couldn't stop laughing. They said the brother and the sister took boat. When they took boat, then the sister said, we'll join money and pay for the boat. And the brother said, okay, we'll join money and pay. When they got to the destination, the sister said, I don't have money now. I'll send to you later. The brother said, no, I'm going to pay my own. Pay your own. So the brother paid his own and left the lady with the boat. The case came to my table. I said, my guy, wait till you do like this. He said, sir, we have already agreed. If I had taken back, sir, it would have been just 500 naira. But I had to pay 1,500, maybe 2,000. And sir, even the money I paid, but how can I now pay for two people, sir? I said, my guy, did you have the money? He said, yes, sir, but I did not plan for it that way. I said, you would have just paid now. You have just paid. When the kids, I started laughing in my office. I said, this man has logic. Hallelujah to Jesus. Some people are like that. So if you don't invest for men, if you enter the wrong relationship, you will waste your time, your resources. For women, you will waste your strength, your energy unnecessarily. And when we talk sometimes, it seems as if we don't know what we are saying. But watch your life, some of you now. You are over 35 years old as a man. Yes. And you are still dating. You are not even sure. This relationship you are inside now, you don't even know where it's going to. In your mind now, you are playing with that lady. Some of you men, you are just playing with her. You look for the right one. Before you know, you are 40, entering 41. Let's say 45 now, you now marry. When you marry now, we don't know how it will happen, but we'll pray for you to have your child in the first year. You now have your child in the first year now. You are now 50, your child is 5 years old. Now, let me be painting it to you men, because you think you have it all. Now you are 60, your child is how many years old? 15 years old. Not finished secondary school probably. When you are kind stick, your child is in the university. So, when men are sitting with their child and snapping like this with their children in university, you are coming with stick. They are holding daddy, holding small, making no fall. They say, marry. You say, no, I never reach to marry. Marry. You say, no, I still have time. I'm building something. There's something I'm expecting. Something huge. Pastor, I cannot marry like this now. Look at me now. Look at me. It is because the kind of women you want to marry, there are people that their head are not on the ground. I'm sure if you want to marry a GCMI, you can marry. Ladies, am I saying the right truth? Yeah? Are you hearing me tonight? I don't know why the word of God is coming towards this direction, but hear me. And some of you ladies, I preached this before, I'll say it again. You, anything you do, you put on. In fact, some ladies used to put shisha. I saw it one time on Facebook. A lady was taking shisha and putting on Facebook. Even the people you are taking that shisha with will not marry you. The people you are taking that shisha, they will take with you and dance with you. They will leave you and not marry you. And if they don't marry you, who do you want to marry? Is it our church brothers on fire? Who told you that fire is shisha smoke? We will not marry you. I can't look at these boys where they have served God and trusted God for many years and carry a burden and give them a yoke. The only yoke they should carry is God's yoke and burden. You are not God's yoke and burden. If they carry you, they will never find rest for their souls. Look at how Nathaniel is very calm. Even to eat, Shekinah used to watch him like movie. In the house. Eat food. Natama. That's food. Oh. Food that Donald has finished. When he's just looking at it, he has finished. Nathaniel. You see Shekinah just watching him like this. Then that kind of person now, somebody that has taken shisha should come and marry him. You have mind to take shisha. Spin off ice. You want to marry Nathaniel. Truly, you married him. It's not him that married you. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? Glory to God forevermore. Understand these facts. And at the end, all that matters is God. Well done, faithful and true servant is better than any applause you can get in this world. You marry one man and they'll say, hey, God don't bless her, she marry well. But you don't find that the man is a ritualist. You cannot tell anybody. This Oche that is selling car in Makodi that you are seeing. And once in a while, 50,000 will drop. 100,000. You will not marry what you are seeing. You want to marry red cap? A lot of times the problem we have in church as regards relationship is see finish. That's the problem. Many times it's see finish. You joke every day. The person will now come and say you are the one. Too much play. Oh, you are like a brother to me. How can somebody like Oche say he wants to marry me? I mean, Oche, are my brother. Shut up. Are you related by blood? Are you all listening to me tonight? I know what I'm teaching you this wonderful morning. Don't make that mistake, especially as ladies. Sometimes pressure will come from the house. Marry, go and marry, leave my house. Your mother will just throw some word. Leave my house and go to your husband's house and go and drag rice. Oh. Don't come and be dragging meat in my house. Go and marry. Oh. Even if it's a joke, you go home and be thinking about it when you enter your room. And immediately you start thinking about it, Satan knows how to do things. He will just send a man your way. And if you don't really have the spirit of discernment, you fall a prey to the devil. Let me just give you this little strategy that many don't know. I can't be your shepherd and you are taking the wrong path and God will not lead me to talk to you. It's not possible. Except you don't see me as your pastor. That's why I'm shepherd, you are sheep. I don't even know if church people really believe all these things we say in the Bible. They call me shepherd. They call me your pastor, shepherd. They call you sheep. You now, you want to be behaving like shepherd. The Bible did not say you are shepherd of your life. They say we are shepherd, you are what? Sheep. They say we are co-builders with Christ. You are what? The building we are building. Isn't it? In fact, other part of scriptures calls you lively stone. That means we carry the block and we are fixing it the right way. Know your place. Let's know our place. So how could you want, as a sheep now, you want to make a decision that is very important to your life. You are not excluding your shepherd. And some, because they want to do their mind, they will now want to join our head with their parents. I have told my father, I agree. Nobody is fighting your father and mother. But we all understand our place in this business. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Very important. You can't be making that kind of important decision in your life. And if you're about to make a mistake, God will not ignite your pastor to see it. He can't. He's so loving, so good, not to ignite your pastor to see it. There are some of you here, before you even told me you wanted to, when they are disturbing you, it has happened several times. I'll call somebody and say, I see something, something, something. In fact, one, the name was Simon. I could not pick the name. So I said, I see somebody that, I don't just know how to describe that person. I said, what is the person's name? They say, Simon. I say, no wonder. Because imagine I was hearing my name, Simon, Simon, Simon. The ring she wanted to wear was bigger than her. She was over, getting to 20. The guy was over 30 something. So I told her, I said, this is not your husband. No, calm down. The Lord said so. Because I saw it in the vision. She was wearing something bigger than her. And the Lord said, call her and tell her that she should not make that mistake. I had to call her and tell her. Nobody told me. They are already toasting her. She was already falling to the toast. I saw it in a vision. Not once, not twice, not thrice. It happens like that sometimes. And of course, it's not we forcing you that you must listen to the voice of the Lord. Do you get what I'm trying to say? It's more like the Lord showing you the right path. But you have the decisions to make finally. You see this sin thing they say, body no be firewood. I want to be very literal with you guys this wonderful morning. Hey, body no be firewood. Who is holy? All those rubbish junk statements. God cannot say you can be holy and people will be talking like that. God is not foolish to create you inside this world, put you in BSU Makodi, put you in trials and temptation and not equip you to be able to live above it. The Bible says we don't have a savior who is ignorant of the feelings of our infirmity. He understands all the feeling and temptation and trials of a man. Yet the Bible says he overcame it. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And he didn't just stop there. He broke his body and said, partake of my body. Broke the body, meaning crucify the old man. He said, partake of this new man now, this new body. He said, be partakers of my body, be partakers of my blood, which signifies my life. Now you are not living with the fallen nature to overcome sin. You are living from the glorious nature to overcome sin. You are not, you know, not that fallen nature that Jesus came with and overcame sin. How powerful he is as God. Took the weak nature of man, yet he lived above sin. But Jesus is not expecting you to use that weak nature to overcome sin today. He has given you a glorious body, a glorious nature. The Bible says you are partakers of his divine nature. Are you listening to me? Partakers right now. And have escaped the corruption that is in the world through laws. Tell somebody I've escaped. You are not trying to escape. See yourself as the escaped. See yourself every day as the escaped. Not one trying to escape. You are not trying to escape addiction. You have escaped addiction. You are insisting today on your right. And that's why the Bible calls it fight of faith. To lay hold what belongs to you. Freedom is yours. Satan is tearing the fact that, yeah, you are not free. You should keep on. Mm-mm, you fight it. I'm free indeed. In the name of Jesus, I'm free. You speak God's word to yourself. You don't allow the book of the law, the word of God, depart from your mouth and your heart. You meditate upon it day and night. That way you will cause your path to be what? And you have good success. You fight with the word till the word changes you like Jacob. Like it did to Jacob. You fight with the word in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you see us praying, you think we're fighting. We're fighting ourselves. Interfacing the word, fighting the word, making sure that the word becomes your reality. Paul says, speaking to yourselves in Psalm. It doesn't mean meet one person. No, look at yourself in the mirror. Picture yourself in your spirit. Speak to yourself. Like David encouraged himself in the Lord. It seems like you are getting downcasted. Business is going down. What? Why will you settle down for that? In the name of Jesus. God started this. It can never go down. Except you didn't know God started it. If God started this, it can never go down. In the name of Jesus, if God gave me this position, no man can remove me from it. In the name of Jesus, I stand tall in the spirit and in the physical. Thank you, Holy Ghost. No one can remove me from where you have put me because I am your own. This is how you fight in the spirit. This is how you fight to keep your place. The Bible said, through the word, all things in the universe are sustained by the word. And God has given you his word. He has given you this word of his power so that you sustain, create, remove things upon the face of the earth. I was teaching them yesterday prayer. They say ask. They say seek. They say knock. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Ask. There are times in prayer you ask. If anyone desires wisdom, let him ask. Book of James. And the Lord will give him wisdom. There are times in prayer that you seek. Seek there is intercession. Ala kusabaya. Then there are times you knock. And those days we'll say, break the door. You hit the door. It's time. This is my time. In the name of Jesus, this thing must happen. In the name of Jesus, you cancer leave my mother's body. You are insisting. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? In the name of Jesus, you stroke. Listen, let me challenge you. Don't leave stroke on anybody's body around your house. Don't leave cancer on anybody's body around your house. It is a taboo that you are in that house and cancer is existing there. Nobody will encourage you. I may just encourage you today and stop. You have to encourage yourself in the Lord. There are times you will pray, you will not see any trace of anything. It will not look as if anything is happening. Keep on praying. No? What you are seeing is the best you can see. You are not seeing where things really matter. If your eyes are open to see what is happening behind the scene, you are very close to victory. Very close. Very close. That's why this prayer, as long as it is effective, it doesn't stop the fact that it must be heartfelt and continuous. You must continually pray. In the name of Jesus, cancer, leave my dad's body. You are not deliberating with cancer. You are telling cancer to leave. You are breaking the door. Cancer, leave my father's body now. Now, in the name of Jesus, leave, leave. I was taught years ago, when you are done saying cancer, leave today, you don't tell cancer to leave tomorrow. Sometimes in prayer, when you keep on saying leave, 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 the reason why it eventually leaves one time when you keep on saying leave is because the first moment you are saying leave, 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 you are still strengthening your belief, your identity. The picture of your identity is not really strengthened in your heart. As you keep on saying leave, 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 you are saying leave, leave, leave from you. As you keep on shouting leave, leave, a point will come. At that point, sometimes you see people just shout, ah! It will dawn on you that you know who you are. You are in Christ. At that point, when you say leave now, you just see the door will just open. The sickness will just leave. Because you have been saying leave, leave, leave. Just because everybody is saying leave religiously. Fire, fire. Because everybody is saying fire, you are saying fire. You must know why you are saying fire. Before prayer works. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You now come with a consciousness of who you are. That's why revelation is very important. And at this point now, you say leave. That's why what you are saying, leave for 3 days. Somebody can just come in a day and say, I command you, leave now. And it will leave. But you have been saying leave for days. You know, somebody did a research on praying in tongues. He said, when I pray in tongues, I get edified. So he did a research. They did a medical research. And from a deep study of scriptures, they found that when you pray in tongues, your capacity gets increased. That people that pray in tongues, their blood is more fresh. Their system is more fresh. I know some people may come against me and say, what are you saying? I'm telling you fact. They did a research. Medical research. Now, anybody that knows me, 10 years ago, look at me now. What is the difference? You used to know me 10 years ago. Almost 10 years. What is the difference? Maybe people that know me say they don't used to see any difference. The only thing is that they've seen that my beard is growing and very sharp. I used to just remove them once in a while. My sisters, they all think they are older than me. Yes, if you see my two sisters who are married, one is my one will soon be married, you would think they are older than me. They look bigger than me. If you see people I grew up with, maybe in the back, you see them huge, 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 huge. Some ladies who are my mates, they have like 3-4 children. Yes. But I found out that even for myself, you know, when they are doing the study, I had to check myself. I found that I'm not getting old. I'm always looking young and sharp. Do you know, as I'm talking to you now, most of you here who are guys, I can run faster than you. Some people say, Pastor, someone could try. It's not a joke. I can run a field over 50 times as I'm standing here now. A good standard football field. I don't think even Gen Z's can do it. They are sunny them. I don't think they can do those things. And they are Allah. But I can do it. Now exercise is there, which is good, small. But praying in the spirit is my cup, is my coffee. Is my lunch. Are you forgetting what I'm trying to say? Yes, sir. I don't understand something. You see me lock my room and go and stay. I am expecting to understand after I pray in the spirit. I forget about it. I just pray, I forget about the thing. Some minutes later, boom, I get to understand it. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? An idea pops up from my spirit. People that don't pray in tongues would think we are saying rubbish now. If you think we are lying, start praying in tongues. When you don't pray in tongues, you are like a Christian that is more like a bed, alright? A normal bed, but dove. You know, there are different kind of beds. There are doves. There are swiswi. You know swiswi? There is tolo tolo. There's agwagwa. There is agwagwa is dog fowl. There is broiler. Mama T will give you the testimony of that one. Those ones die, like if you just blow breeze, they'll die. And they are different kind of birds. Alright? But the Bible did not say they that wait upon the Lord, they shall be like agwagwa. Did he say that? Sweet sweet. Did he say that? God saw all those birds. He said, but they that pray in tongues, that wait on me, they shall mount upward wings as eagles. You will mount up wings. See, I'm not trying to lie to you. I know how many times Satan have attempted to kill me. I can tell the problems you have with people around, especially when we had a land problem. They tried to kill me. Several times they come and they scattered in many, many ways. You can't come nigh me, 1 mile close to me. If you come, you'll die. 1 mile. It's not a joke. If you're a wizard, you can go and try it. 1 mile. If you call my name, you'll die. A man of God say, you come by mistake, you die by correction. Not some jokes. Sometimes we say this to people, think it's pride. Pride? My angels know. Nobody is supposed to touch anybody around me. I know my angels. I know them. I did not cram their names. There are plenty around me. You know, as we are saying this, you are wondering what we are saying. The Bible says you are in an innumerable multitude of angels. That's why I pray every morning. Lega, but when I pray, their spirit is charged. They are charged. They can. They go and make sure money comes. That's why I sit down and I get money. I used to get money very well. And I'm not lying to you people. I have money. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I have money, unplanned money. Things just arrange for me and I just get money. There are times I sit down, people are forcing me to collect money. Because I pray, I just prayed in tongues. People give me every money everywhere, including my in-laws. My mother-in-law used to give me money. She'll give me money and say I should pray for her. She's watching probably now. I'll just sit down, they will send me money. Birthday will come, they will send me money. She will just smile one day. They will say, maybe now she's watching me now. She will send me money. Another person will just look at me and send me money. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I know Flora now is arranging my bill after this service. They'll send me and say, okay. You too, you send me money. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, some people pray in tongues. They don't know that tongues produce money. They know tongues only produce revival. Etoy, revival, which is good, oh. Then they'll go back and be broke. No. Tongues produce fire for revival. It produces money for revival. Yeah, money for revival. You need that money for revival. You cannot trek to Vandicare. You need to carry that car, put your instrument, just open the car. You know that car, I don't know what the name is. You just arrange the sound on stage. Do you understand? Finish ministering, close the door, and come back to your location. Money will produce the private jet, should in case there is roadblock. We can just fly like Bishop Oyedepo and Pastor Chris. And go to the country. You know, some of you don't like those people. So if you don't like, now leave this church. We go to the place and sit, and because we are going to buy private. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a promise. I promise you that. So I like Prophet Simon because he does not have private jet. Don't like me. He don't like private jet. I will buy. Me? Oh, let me hear that. Not buy. One for me and one for my wife. When she's going to preach in Vandicare, I'm going to preach in Johannesburg. You see, we balance it. I'm sure she'll prefer Johannesburg, but we can balance it. You are at the airport, they now say time has passed, sorry you cannot catch the flight. What can a man offer in exchange of his soul? There are people that are waiting to hear Jesus. God can give you private jets so that you go and preach his word to people. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? It's because people have this small picture in your mind. You think Bishop Oyedepo just want to enjoy? He will just enter private jet and say, well, I have private jet. He bought private jet for private jet's sake. But when Ronaldo buy, I say, Ronaldo get money past Messi. Davido get money past whiskey. They'll carry that thing and go and be singing worldliness. And you'll be buying. How foolish and shameless are you? And yet you sit down and look at somebody adding value to generations yet unborn. Do you know how many people will be blessed by the writing of these people? The ministry of these people? And you say they deserve some. If there's anything better than private jet, let them have it. You don't even know that these people have paid their dues. If you hear what these men have done, you can't even open your mouth and talk. One time I was asking a friend, I said, your first car, will you sell it and sow seed? He said, but it's God that gave me. I said, yes, and God is collecting it. He said, man of God, that will be hard. Somebody, they brought your first car to you. You looked at the car. Look at the car. And while your wife is celebrating, you are hitting the car and moving around the car. I said, the Lord said this is not my car. And your wife is wondering, what the heck are you saying? Living in a zinc house, this is not your car. Then the Lord said we should sell it, sow some to the ministry, sow some to orphanages. And of course, she's a good woman. She said, okay, thus says the Lord, and we listen. Many things. Then when the Lord starts settling them, now you think that they are stealing church money. How if everybody is like you as a member of church, who will buy private jets? One of my friends say, with the way you think, if everybody are thinking like you, which man of God can be able to buy private jets? There are people who sit down. You are not everybody. See, no matter how you stand against men of God, you cannot be everybody. There are people who have made up their mind. They've seen what God have done. They will say, oh, we'll buy him private jets. I had a testimony of a young man who God did something tremendous with. He looked at his man of God. He heard that the man of God is trying to go and catch a flight. He was in a rush. He said, how is Papa going? No. Please give me the bill of private jet. They gave him like a joke, casually. He bought it like a joke. Legitimate money. I know some of you are saying, is it not Yahoo? Mm-mm. God's money is more better than Yahoo money. Not even God's money. Even tech money is more than Yahoo money. Yahoo money is too overrated. You kill goats and kill chickens and kill crocodile just to get $1,000. Just to deceive one old woman. They are looking for favor the wrong way. The Bible says favor is encamped around the righteous as a canopy. You have favor. People will come around you and they just want to do something with you. No spiritual power can give you that kind of thing. It's God through righteousness. You just interface with people. They just like you. They just want to do business with you. I've seen that in my life every time. You just say, hi. Nobody knows you. Hi. Talk. I really want to do business with you. Okay, let's go ahead. And you know, you may think sometimes that the thing is everywhere. It's not everywhere. I was telling them yesterday, you will casually enter into prophecy. Somebody will casually put you into prophecy. They looked at Jesus, right? It was said in the prophecy of Isaiah, none of his bones will be broken. That soldier did not even know the Lord. He doesn't know the Lord. The friend he was talking to that, he said, don't break his bone. Against culture that entails that every person who is dead, their bones should be broken. You look at culture and go against culture because of the word of the Lord. The man said, leave Jesus. Not caring what his commander would think. Not caring what the culture of that environment had suggested. He said, leave him. Don't break his bone. He's a nice man. He thought he was casually just speaking and favoring Jesus. Not knowing that he was fulfilling the word of the Lord. And I told them yesterday, sometimes people that God will use to push you into prophecy may not even know they are pushing you into prophecy. Those two soldiers did not know that they were fulfilling the word of the Lord. You will go out and people will look at you and say, and just, okay, just do it. This is how you enter into prophecy. Casually. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Casually. Some of you have entered. You did not know it was God. That is why you are not even grateful to God. Because it came so casual. But look at it now. Your life has changed. And one thing with God is that if you don't realize his hand, you will not make progress. When God did something for somebody, he did something for some people in scriptures. One of them came back and said, thank you. He now said, be perfected. When you say, tell God thank you, what he has started, he perfects. I'm trying to make you understand that the best of God is not what you are seeing yet in your life. Dare to tell him thank you. And not just thank you by mouth. I told leaders yesterday, don't only tell God thank you and not tell the people he helped you through thank you. If you do that, you have not told God thank you. He said, if you love me, love your... If you are thanking him, go and thank the people he used to lift you up. If you really want to tell God thank you, tell him thank you. Go to the people he used and say, thank you, ma. Thank you, sir. Buy them gifts sometimes. You will see that thanksgiving does not just work for God alone. It works for men. In fact, it is through men that God shows his power. you realize it that day. That little thing you think they've done yet, they'll go back with a mark in their heart. That guy, nobody. I told you how one of my very close friends entered into, he even shared it here. He came here. I don't want to mention the name, but you all should know him. Entered into money. A lot of money in real estate. He said, the Lord just led him to just appreciate the boss while he was serving. You know, the Bible says God gives bread to the eater and seed to the sower. You must know when it's your seed and when it's your bread. If not, if you eat that seed today, you will keep on looking for bread all the days of your life. And the guy collected his first alawi, looked at his boss. The boss was not really a man of God, you know, the man of God thing. But the Lord led him. He said, sow into his life. Nobody had done that to that boss before. So he packaged the whole money, went to the boss and said, sir, I am led to just appreciate you. Thank you for allowing me to serve here. And when he gave the man said, wait. You are giving me your whole alawi. How will you survive? He said, sir, don't worry. I'll figure it out somehow. I just want to give you. I really don't want to take it back. I feel like I'm supposed to give you. And the boss said, wait, follow me. Enter the car. Took him to his house. He said, what you have done? He called the elder brother, called the sisters and everybody. He said, what you have done? Do it again. Probably that man has one stigma in his heart already. He has seen people who have hurt him several ways by not saying thank you, but by not being grateful. Do you understand what I'm trying to talk about? And he said, young man, do what you did in the office. He said, sir. He even now knelt down because he said, I sense that the man wanted me to teach his brother. So I even knelt down now. I said, sir, I just want to. And the man said, I have never seen anybody do this to me before. You are the first. He said, I hope people are watching. This is how life should be. He collected. He said, this means nothing to me and I'm not being proud, but I'll collect it. He collected it. He thanked the boy. He said, you can go. The next day, he called him early in the morning. He said, follow me. He said, I want to teach you what I've not taught anybody about real estate. He would take him somewhere, teach him something, introduce him to the people. Take him somewhere, teach him something, introduce him to the people. When the guy came to this town, and he said, oh, where are you? I said, I'm around welfare quarters. I told you the story. He said, okay, I am coming. I said, on which bike? What is the color of the bike, man? He said, so I am still taking bike till now. I said, oh, okay, sorry, you have car. What is the color of your car? I said, you see, I know you don't believe that I'll ever buy a car. I said, if you buy a car, then it's a good thing, but just be serious. What bike are you climbing? Which color? Just be, if you reach me, I'm looking at bikes, I've not seen. You say, why are you mentioning bike? He said, can you just move out small? I moved out small. He said, can you see one black, fine, sweet Benz? I said, be serious. He said, one sweet Benz, black. I said, I'm seeing the Benz. It's probably passing. He said, just wait for that Benz. And he came out from the Benz. I said, who drove you people to Makodi? He's a man of God. I cannot buy a car. He now hit the car. He said, this is my car. I said, it's a lie. He said, this is my car, sir. Took me around. I said, your car? I asked the guy. I said, is it actually his car? This is my friend. He used to play too much. He said, yes, sir, it's his car. I said, yeah. You have a biker? Benz? He said, yes. He said, man of God, I have a story to tell you. Let's go to the house. When we were in the house, he was making a call. My friend I know. And I had 25 million, 60 million. He said, sir, we are not in a rush to collect your money. If you don't really want us to do the business, we can anytime send you the money. I was not getting scared. I said, collect the money, collect him. He said, man of God, you have to talk like that so that they will value you. Life change in split seconds. Life change in what? Marriage, you wanted to marry before that people are not agreeing. Now everybody wants to marry him. If you just turn like this, it's marriage. If you turn like this, it's marriage. If you turn like that, it's marriage. Marriage choke. God can change your life in split seconds. I remember I told him something. I said, that prayer we were praying those days in BSU, they thought you were wasting your time. You know, I used to always shade him when he prays. He would do like this. So if I want to make him laugh, I'll just do my head like this. He'll start laughing. I said, they thought you were wasting your time. See what that prayer has produced. If anybody told you have anything to do with real estate, with the course you study, will you believe? He said, no. I said, but see what that prayer. Some people think we are wasting time praying in tongues. Is it to men we are uttering nonsense, but in the spirit we are uttering mysteries? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You are giving angels instruction. They are arranging things for your sake. You begin to interface with favor, a lot of good things, because you pray in the spirit. Your capacity gets elongated. You know, some of you have worked so hard without prayer. That's why you are seeing nothing. I'm challenging you this morning. You wake up in the morning, you post everything on your status. It's not tin, cup, spoon. You don't pray. You wake up posting, you sleep posting. Nobody has bought anything for the past 1 week. You don't know spirit sponsor these things. You see that 1 hour, Satan will make you think you are wasting your time in the morning. Pray for 1 hour. No. I have something to catch up. I have to make this money up. That 1 hour will arrange everything in that day. That 1 hour. That one hour you are seeing. You are redeeming the time because there's an evil day ahead. I hope you get out. I'm trying to say, learn to pray. No matter what, pray in the morning. Never interface with life without praying. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. He will use the foolish things of the world to what? Confirm the wise. You are uttering mysteries. That's why Jesus said the children of this world are in their ways wiser. They are doing their own magumagu. You have your own magumagu. You are not doing it. What is your own magumagu? Pray in the Holy Ghost. They will insult you, pray. They will laugh at you, pray. In fact, why they are laughing at you, be excited and be praying. That's why you should pray the more. He said, did he not tell you that he will use the foolish things of the world to confirm the wise? In fact, pray, let them see you praying. They are laughing at you. Wave them. Keep on praying in tongues. They will see very soon. They will see the wonders of the Lord very soon. They will see the glory of the Lord very soon. And you see, one thing prayer does is that God will make you have peace on every side. There is money. There is anointing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Somebody gets sick. What money cannot do, anointing will do. You are blessed on every side. Because it's not everything that money can do. It's not everything. One day we're praying in tongues. As we're praying in tongues, I saw sometimes back, my leg was having a serious issue because in the field they hit my knee. As we're praying in tongues, I just saw a picture of my bone shifting. As I saw it shift, my leg just shift. I heard, poke! Nobody prays the leg. They've been praising that leg. But that day, the Holy Spirit said, think about, pray about your leg. You know, sometimes we don't know how to even pray for ourselves. I said, my knee, and they are pressing it. But that day, I just looked at that place in the spirit, the thing just arranged. As it arranged, my leg, I just said, back! So I had to just go and sit down and say, what has happened to my leg? The moment I stood up, I found that the bones are arranged. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I could move better. I was like, what? Is this how it works? That's how it works. Tell somebody, pray in the spirit. And you see wonders all around your life. If you have been here and your life has been cold, I challenge you this morning, learn to pray in the spirit. While we're worshiping God, I was telling you, sometimes people will think we are wasting our time. We are not wasting time. Nobody should rush you during worship and prayer. Pray. You will see the consequences thereof. Pray. A pastor said this, and I was challenging you with this. Pray for 3 months consistency. If your life does not change, come and remove me from this pulpit. He told a young man. He said, pray for 3 months consistently. If your life does not change, I refuse to be a pastor. Before 3 months, he got a contract that took him out of the country. Before 3 months. He forgot about his problem. He was just praying. Are you here this wonderful morning?
Yes, sir.
If you didn't get anything this morning, the only thing that you got is prayer. I am still excited. Go back home knowing that prayer changes things. Prayer arranges things. Are you understanding me this very morning?
Yes, sir.
Go and pray. You don't have you don't have enough time to want to arrange your life to be so perfect that you don't have problems. But when you pray, things will be arranged automatically for you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Opportunities will come your way. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Learn to be a person of prayer. Coming to church without praying is a waste of time. It will end in frustration. Because the way unbelievers are experiencing God is the way you'll be experiencing God. But when you learn to pray, your life will be different. It will prove that you are truly a churchgoer. Are you listening to me tonight? And bow your heads and pray in the Spirit. I want everyone to pray. Just pray. Just pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. If you are somebody that feel weaknesses when you pray, you can't pray for long. Tell the Lord to embrace you with a fire of prayer. Ask the Lord this morning, help me, Lord, ignite my fire to pray. Go ahead. Spirit of the living God, come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom, let it rain on us. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory fall. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let this truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory fall. You are the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord. Come and make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. You are the Spirit of the living God. You are here to make your presence known, reveal the glory of the living God. Let the weight of your glory cover us. Let this life of your river flow. Let this truth of your kingdom, let it rain on us. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let this truth of your kingdom, let it rain in us. Let the weight of your glory, let the weight of your glory fall. Shabakosi apakara dia pakola da bate kala da baya kaba baba ronto ko panika la dia kafelia motolia shebete kosule de belegere barakata la da baya ka para kondo kolo 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 kobo yo kobo lo kata baya. Go ahead and pray, everyone. Pray in the Spirit. Ala takala baya. I'm completely full and flooded with God Himself, fully led by the Spirit, have no confidence in the flesh. Go ahead and pray. We flow where the river flows. 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 We will move as the Spirit moves. 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 We flow where the river flows. We flow as the river flows. I flow as the river flows. I flow where the river flows. We will move as the Spirit leads. 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 I am strong in the Lord in the power of His might. Go ahead and pray. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Now, for every one of you that we prayed for, the Lord just touched you completely, and you have been made whole. All right, you've been made whole. You've been made whole. Are you listening to me? Yes. So go back home knowing that you are free in the name of Jesus.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.